Hello, everyone. I'm Krishan Saunders at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Maryland police are investigating a deadly street racing accident that happened early this morning in Prince George's County. Seven people were killed. Investigators say one of them was inside the car that crashed into a crowd of onlookers, but they don't know if it was the passenger or the driver. Four people are in the hospital. Police also say a tractor trailer might have hit a bystander when it was trying to avoid the accident. But that driver is okay. The investigation continues into the killings at Northern Illinois University. Police have searched a motel room where they believe former NIU student Steve Kazmierczak stayed this week. He killed himself and five other people at NIU lecture hall on Thursday. A controversial federal surveillance law expires at midnight. That's midnight tonight. Congress has balked at extending it. The law allows the government to eavesdrop on communications between foreigners and Americans. That's without a court order. President Bush says it's an important anti-terror tool. The Senate has voted to extend the law, but many House Democrats say it's unnecessary. President Bush has arrived in Tanzania, the second stop on his tour of Africa. He hopes to focus attention on a new U.S. aid pact with Tanzania, as well as U.S.-funded efforts to improve education and to fight AIDS and malaria. Astronauts on the International Space Station are outfitting the inside of Europe's new permanent space lab today. Tomorrow, the hatches between the space station and Atlantis will be sealed in preparation for the shuttle's return to Earth. That should happen Wednesday. Those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source online, on TV, even when you're on the go.